Hello, Porphyridians, it's Porphyvore Mike. On this week's episode, we break down the bands performing at Epcot's Eat to the Beat concert series. I also want to let you know that I will be releasing a special half-isode this Wednesday, the 21st of September, where I will unveil my favorite song from each band performing at Epcot. In the meantime, sit back, relax, and enjoy episode 133.
Please stand clear now of the door. Por favor, manténganse alejado de la
podcast.
Studios in sunny Sarasota, Florida, and westerly Rhode Island. This is episode 133 of the Por Favor Manténgase Alejado de los podcast. I'm Mike down in Florida, joined by Dr. Eugene Klinsman up in westerly. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for asking.
That's good. What's new down in Sarasota?
Beautiful night, Bill. All the humidity's starting to go. Get out of here.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's good, because September can be either or down there.
Last year, one of the Rangers, one of the guys, the starter at the Nice Club, he told me, he said, you know what the worst month is here? I said, what? He said, September. And I said, why? He said, because it's just as bad as June, July, and August. He said, you think September is when it cools off? And he said, but it's just like summer. He said, but come October, he said, the humidity is gone and it's 85 degrees. It's the best month of the year.
Oh, okay.
So. And I've noticed that cutting the grass, I don't sweat as much walking the dog, so it's starting to leave, Mr. Klinsman.
That's good. We're getting to the end of September here already.
Yep,
I can't believe it.
We're going to have some brisk, cool nights and mornings.
Yeah, it was like 48 this morning when I left for work.
Yeah, WEEI said it was pretty chilly up there. You like that, though, don't you?
I don't mind the cold morning.
Yeah. The hell's
Excuse
going
me.
On here?
Sorry, I'm allergic to the studio.
Oh.
A jab. Can't even say hello. We're getting insulted already.
Insulted right away. Before the introduction.
We even, like, boosted up. We, like, promoted your appearance the last couple weeks. And then Here you come on and just bash us.
Just sneeze Thanks. And say that you're allergic to the studio. We have Susie in studio. Hi, Susie.
Hi.
Hello, sweet Susie. How are you today?
I'm good. Gary, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. She's got her tablet.
Oh, good. She's ready to go. Research purposes, I assume.
Exactly.
Got to know about
Shaka
Khan.
I know a lot of these bands. Mike's going to say, who's that? I've never heard of them.
I told the guys, too, the security guys, it's like water when you try to go through security. You got to get like your last few pages read on your tablet before you come into the studio.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you don't sit in the church pews and read and goof off on Facebook. We expect the same respect here in the Defauntleroy recording studio.
What do I have up right now?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Picture of somebody.
Wang Chung.
Oh, that sounds excellent.
So what's going on with you, Mr. Klinsman? Have you mooched any meals off the Arutas?
No, not lately.
No, nothing? No. Twin Oaks?
No Twin Oaks. I haven't been since you were in town.
Okay.
But, yeah, there was, I don't know, nothing too crazy or exciting going on up in these parts. Just getting, like you said, those cooler mornings and might be going apple picking this weekend.
Oh, that's awful.
That's a classic New England Rube move, isn't
it? Oh, speaking of, I saw a young lady going apple picking a couple days ago.
Oh, the Facebook picture?
I did.
Young Yergina?
Yes.
Yeah, she likes it. So we're going to go. We're going to go because it's Por Favor Wife's birthday coming up next week. So
what better way to celebrate than to go apple picking?
Apple picking, yes.
Absolutely.
So we're gonna.
She is getting big.
She is getting big.
Oh, she's a monster. She's nuts too. We're trying to do potty training, so that's been fun.
So you're gonna try and bribe her with some apple turnovers or something.
I don't know what's going on. This afternoon at dinner time, she got up from dinner. She said she was all done. She went down on the floor. She was walking around, and then she goes poop poop, and then she pees on the floor. So she's got some cross signals going.
Yep.
Wow.
She's getting there, though. She'll get there.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you just finally graduated a couple years ago.
That's true. It took me a while. If she goes the Aruda route, she might be getting her driver's license before she's out of pull-ups, so who knows?
Ah, that was a good one, Jurgen.
Thank you.
That was a good one.
So I don't know. The training, when you train Fenway, how'd you do it? You just rub his nose in it, or what?
No. I read that you're not supposed to do that.
Oh, so I should stop doing that with Yergina?
Yeah.
Bad,
don't put the nose in it.
Rub the nose in it on the rug.
Golden Retrievers are really smart, so like they just want to please their people to begin with. But just treats. They said to give them a treat right after they go where they're supposed to go, so they associate that.
That's what we do. Stickers.
Yep. Yep. Stickers.
She likes stickers. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's been a fun week. Put it that way.
Amen.
But I have to say that I haven't been doing the brunt of the work. That's been Por Favor wife's been in charge.
You
know,
if I live closer, I'd give you some of our poopy bags.
Oh, those are helpful.
Pick them
I imagine.
Off the floor, you know.
Yeah, just an inside out sandwich bag you would work. I imagine.
No, not with Fenway. Maybe with. Fenway. Trust me, I'm a cheapskate. I tried everything, but nothing's as good as those blue bags.
Yeah, the blue ones.
You got to make them deep.
You like the produce bags, though.
I'll use the produce bags, but they're a little thin sometimes.
Yeah, you don't want to stick a thumb through that.
Now, there's been times where I've been like about 2 miles away from the house.
Oh no!
And you've had some mud on the fingers, and once it gets into those fingernails too, you can't really clean them.
It's not like you can wipe it on the Bermuda grass down there and hope it goes away.
Yeah, see, you wipe it and you get yourself as clean as possible, but then you got the stuff under the nails, and that's miserable.
That's not fun.
No.
This is a delightful conversation.
Yeah, this might be our new low.
No, we haven't gotten there yet, Jürgen.
I'm not saying that we can't go lower, but this is probably the lowest we've been so far.
So no. I'm going to like go back to the New England tradition things. Are you a Scituate Arts Festival guy?
No, I'm not. I've gone a few times. Let's see, when we tried to go maybe 5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and you know how that goes, where you go and you start seeing people parking like 2.5 miles away.
Yeah, and you turn around and you're like, the heck with that?
No, you keep going, right? And you say, well, maybe we'll find a spot closer. So we did that, and we got up to like the main drag where they start closing roads. So we just took the right and headed back into town. We're like, forget it. Have a good day. I haven't been to that in a long time, so that's not one of the things that I do. We like to do... the apple picking, we go get pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
That's always fun. Mm. And then,
did you ever see the picture of me apple picking up in Minnesota?
No, I don't think I have.
It is one on Facebook. I'll try to find it. I was miserable.
He looked pretty miserable.
I was
yeah.
so miserable, Bill. I went with Mark and Terry and the kids.
It was a nice godparent outing.
Oh, it was so awful.
You couldn't even
terrible.
Pretend to like it.
It's just, I can't hide it, Bill. I never wanted to go as a kid. I used to hate when we'd have like those stupid field trips where we'd go. I used to get so irritated. That's one of those situations where I would rather be in school.
Wow. So,
yeah, I hated it.
That's a strong statement.
You've always been miserable, huh?
No. No, it's just some people like certain different things.
You never liked fall activity.
I don't like fall. I don't like the cold weather, so I never... It was just... It associated with fall.
I see.
Like that cold, crisp day in Minnesota where I had my Red Sox hooded sweatshirt.
Oh, okay.
And it was like in between, like where you wear like the boots that, like kind of like the dressy boots, like the Timberland boots, or you could wear sneakers. But if you wore sneakers, your feet might get a little chilly.
It
was
cold,
one of those days. Yeah, yeah. I don't like any of that crap. Halloween was always a miserable experience.
Not a fan. I'm not a fan of Halloween either.
No, we've never had that discussion before.
Yeah, fall activities not for you. How about the not corn? You ever do the corn maze where you have to walk around, find your way out of the corn maze?
Nope.
That sounds awful.
Does it? Yeah, those are fun. I guess there's one down in...
I have no sense of direction, so it really doesn't sound like fun.
We have our own corn maze in our 860-square-foot house. It takes Susie 45 minutes to find her way to the kitchen.
They have... I guess there's one in Connecticut that's an adults-only corn maze, and at each turn, there's, like, wine, so you get a little blitzkrieged as you go through.
All right, that might make it more interesting.
You go down a wrong way, and all of a sudden there's a nice Shiraz or something down there for you.
Yeah, that I would maybe do.
Then you'd really get lost. You'd just pull up some corn stalks.
Yeah, I wouldn't care.
Just sleep it off.
Right.
Wake up, just whatever. Trudge through. Like Field of Dreams, just disappear into the corn. I don't know. That's it. I don't have anything else. You want to hear about my beer of the week, Bill?
You know, I'll be cordial, but I mean, if I can be miserable as I have been tonight,
you don't really care.
No,
okay,
I don't really care.
You want to skip it?
No, we'll do it because I think Susie's got one too.
Oh,
we can have two of you little Yahoo yuppies. Yours is boring. I got Tampa Bay Buccaneer Bud Light cans right now.
Are there options down there, or is it just all Bucks?
It's Bucks. It's Bucks. I mean, they still have some that have the old the blue cans, but it's Bucks. Yeah, we're not in Dolphin Country.
No, I didn't know if like there was like a stray Jaguars can here and there.
That would be cool.
You some Jaguars.
You should have gotten me. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know if I can. I can't drink Bud Light until the Patriots cans are gone because I'm not gonna hold a New England Patriots can.
No, I don't blame you. Those guys, they're such rubes, aren't they? Oh, we beat the Cardinals.
They had a big...
Ah, so annoying.
Jimmy G. Now they're talking about trading Brady already.
Yeah, now, well, you have to. EEI, those schmucks.
Yeah.
Well, you got, you know, Bill Belichick is, well, it's just such a genius. He's always, you know, they got one or two good years out of somebody, and then they trade him, and they're on a downturn, and what a brilliant guy he is. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, my beard,
Brady and Saint. Oh my God! Don't. All right, just go to your beard now because you're pissed. I'm getting pissed off.
I like this. This is Angry Bill. I like this.
I hate the Patriots, but their Rube Homer fans annoy me to no end, Bill.
This week's
it's
unofficial.
Us against the world. I'm not done. It's this us against the world crap that irritates me. And then you go, you sit and you read it on Facebook, and they're posting all these memes and.
Gary, don't you think they should have a Scrooge McDuck option as your profile picture on My Disney Experience?
Oh, that would be good, yeah.
It'd be a good one for Mike, wouldn't it?
They have Grumpy, though, don't they?
I don't know, do they?
I thought they had they Grumpy, might. Maybe not.
I mean, I thought I hated the Yankees, and I thought I hated the Seminoles, but no, the Patriots, oh, I can't stand them. Can't stand them. All right, go with your beer.
This week I have Narragansett Dell's Lemonade Shandy.
You know, the thing with your beer things is, like, it goes all the way around the can with the name, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Mine's just Bud Light.
They actually had that at the Trader Joe's in Sarasota. I almost got some, but I heard mixed reviews.
It's not the best, but it's very light. It's only a 4.7%.
Ooh.
It's good. I mean, it tastes lemony, if
does
you
it
like
taste
that.
Dells-ish?
Like, Dells-ish?
Yeah.
No, it just tastes like there's a little bit of lemonade in your beer.
Okay.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. She just started busting out laughing. I just figured if I could finish that with a straight face, that would be big, and I did. I landed that. I killed that one, Jürgen.
Good work. All right, what's your beer, Susie?
Oh, I've just got a straight-up Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Oh, very nice.
Do you want to know what I had, Jürgen?
I think you already mentioned it, but go ahead.
Okay.
Go right ahead, caller.
No, I have Bud Light.
All right, that's it. I'm done. Take a break.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a second.
If you didn't even talk about anything, what's there to take a break from?
I need silence so I can see where we took our break so I can, for my editing purposes here. This is episode 133. Mr. Klinsman, last week you had said that you were looking forward to 132 for weeks.
Yes.
This is mine.
As much as you like food, you like cheesy music better.
Oh, cheesy 70s and 80s.
Although it's leaking into the 90s
series.
Now.
What's that?
I said it's starting to leak into the 90s. I'm starting to feel old at these bands that I knew.
You're starting to feel old because you're getting some cheese now.
Yeah. I'm not too happy about some of these bands from when I was in high school being considered like novelty acts now.
Yeah. Yeah, they got to bring them and try to sell out a 200 seat auditorium.
That Epcot where people already paid to get in.
That Epcot where people are already there.
Yeah. This is my problem though. I mean, I understand they have entertainment every night of the festival or whatever, but so many of these are during the week that there's no way unless you lived really nearby that you can see most of these people.
But I think what they're trying to do because they have so much foot traffic on the weekends, is that they're trying to get a little bit during the week. Because I think we went on a Friday. Was it Friday when we went last year? And
it, yes, it was.
Freaking mobbed it was.
Oh, it was awful.
It took us like 45 minutes to get from Canada to.
Oh, it was like sea of people. Yeah.
And you don't even have to go by times. You just went. We went by how much food we had.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we stopped and we got the filet in Canada. And then I think we also got the seafood pie in Ireland.
That makes sense.
Before we bumped into you.
Yeah.
So you don't go, it took 20 minutes. It was too snatched.
Yeah, I said, how long have you been here? Well, I've tried two things already. So, oh, all right. That makes sense.
Yeah, you don't look at your watch. You look at your napkins. As you're wiping your face with the... Yeah.
You want to get right into this concert lineup here, Mr. Klinsman?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's a good lineup.
It's a great lineup.
There's a lot of acts going on.
Yeah, there are.
A lot of acts. So we're going to get right into it. We're a little behind.
Yep.
But Wang Chung in town for the opening up the festival. New to the festival.
Wang Chung.
September 14th and 15th. So they're all done. They're out of town already by the time you hear this. But what do you think about that act opening it up, Mike?
I wouldn't have went to see him.
No?
No.
Not a big...
checked it out if we were there, but I wouldn't go just to see that.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't know. I know that song, Everybody Have Fun Tonight, but I don't know anything else they do.
Dance Hall Days.
Is that... Dance Hall. Take your baby by the hand.
I don't know that song.
Where was it? Okay. Hey, Fenn's joining us. Come here, buddy.
So Wang Chung is kind of an iffy selection.
Low on the list.
I wonder, like, you would think they would want to, like, start it off with a bang, but perhaps they don't care because they know that the beginning of the festival is going to be jam-packed. No, it's going to be jam-packed because people are excited to see the first weekend, regardless.
Well, but I mean, this was the weekday.
Oh, true.
Not that I'm all that impressed with who they chose for opening weekend, but...
Yeah, opening weekend. Our good friends, Por Favor Favorite Starship, featuring Mickey Thomas, September 16th, 17th, and 18th.
That was a good show. Didn't you like that, Mr. Klinsman?
They put on a good show. You know, it was 45 minutes straight of songs that you knew, and they didn't stop and BS. They just kept going. They just kept singing. And I have to say, Mickey Thomas still could, he had some good pipes.
He did have some good pipes.
You gotta give it up. I mean, whether you like the songs or not, he could still belt it out, which was impressive considering how long he's been doing it.
Yeah, I wouldn't go back, though.
I agree, I wouldn't either, but it wasn't a bad concert. How about you, Bill? Would you go back again?
I wouldn't make a special trip, but I would, again, if I was there, I'd go see them.
Yeah, but that doesn't really... See, that doesn't mean much to me, because if you were there and I was singing up on the stage, you would go.
Yeah, I would go see you. Yeah, that's true.
You're gonna go see anybody if they're
No, that's not true. I'll name a few bands that I would not go see if I were there.
Like, would you actively avoid it if you were in the America Pavilion? They started playing, you would just like run the other way.
I would continue like on to what I was gonna be doing.
Okay. Yeah, because see, they're like Starship at this point. I would, if I was in the American Adventure Pavilion, I'd probably stick around for a song or two.
Yeah,
just to hear it, but I wouldn't. Say, oh, cool, and sit down and watch the whole show again. But this next act, Air Supply, September 19th and 20th.
Yeah.
I'd go for that. I know this is up your alley, Mr. Klinsman.
You know, I got to get a couple other things open because I got to see what day. Do we know what day that's on? September 19th and 20th.
That's Monday and Tuesday coming up.
Monday and Tuesday of next week.
Monday and Tuesday of next week.
Yeah. Not happening.
What I could do is see if he... He's a guy who works every Saturday and Sunday, and he's tired of that. And he said that he would like a blow maybe once a month of getting a Saturday off. And I said, I'd be willing to take a Saturday if you took maybe one of my weekdays. That way there I can go up to property.
And
this
listen
could,
to...
This could be, yeah.
I'm all out of
You're
going
to go by yourself?
I'm going to go by myself. And I can't even see my cousin.
You're going to go by yourself and listen to cheesy love songs.
I'm going
to
spend the whole day. Yeah, I'll go up there, I'll go eat, and I'll go see Air Supply.
Wow.
That's not a bad way to spend a Monday.
What better way to spend a Monday than to spend a day at Epcot Center?
And you know it's going to be...
And see Air Supply.
Dead.
It's going to be dead. There's not going to be a soul there.
You'd have the run of the place.
Lost in love and I don't know what's going to be.
Why don't you just sit here and listen to this song?
Fell out of touch, but I'm back on my feet.
My dad would go with you. My dad had that album.
That's one of my favorite Air Supply songs.
That's a good cheese band right there.
That's one of those where they're going to play 7 or 8, and you're going to be going crazy
and
the whole time.
They all sound the same.
They're all good. They're all solid. All right, I'm going to have to see if Larry come in. Larry will work.
Take a Monday for you.
I may be up there with the boys on Monday. This is like a last minute trip.
I think their names are like Russell and Graham or something.
Eugene and I will be in the Volkswagen heading up to MCO.
Now, but here's the thing. Are you going to blow it on Air Supply? There's no one else during the week that you would rather see coming up?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I do have bullets because if you take a Saturday for somebody, they'll gladly take your weekday.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, because I'm looking ahead a little bit, and there's a little October 20th to 21st coming up.
Well, we're gonna save that. I mean, we don't want to give too much away because that could be Mr. Klinsman a sleepover night.
An overnight.
That could be a foot in pajama night.
Or are you gonna stay at All Star Music with them?
I'm gonna see what all the rates at All Star Music, whatever the most ghetto All Star is.
Let me see what the rates are at the Amanda Brown Motel.
At the Amanda Brown Motel. I don't know where her living situation is. We'll see what the Amanda Brown Motel
is. She might
Brown
be at
Motel
All Star Music.
In the laundry room.
You're sleeping in the stock room at the Emporium.
All right, so where are we now? Who is this? Who is Bodine's?
Bodine's.
Yeah, come on.
Song that you absolutely hate.
What is it?
It's the Friends theme song.
They sing that?
Yeah.
I thought that was somebody else. So no one told you life was gonna be this way.
Cuz.
Oh, wow.
We brought you on the show for...
No, they sing the Party of Five theme song.
That's what it is.
Oh, another bad show.
I don't know the Party of Five.
What song is that? You want to sing that one?
Everybody... No.
The Rembrandts sing the Friends theme song, by the way.
Everybody wants to live like they want to live, and everybody wants to live like they want to live, and everybody wants to be closer to free.
I could see why you would confuse them with the Rembrandts, because they sound very similar.
It's very similar, yes.
Jürgen, that's one where I go and I get the steak and broccoli over at the American Adventure.
And just walk right through.
Yeah, that's definitely a pass.
So if they were playing that Party of Five theme song when you were going by, you wouldn't even stop and sing along for a little bit?
You know what? Maybe for about 30 seconds, and then I would proceed to get my steak.
I think the song that they reference here, the known for their song, is actually a decent song.
I don't know anything about them. No, we're talking about Bodine still.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bodine, Good Things?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know that.
Pull it up.
They're from Washuka, Wisconsin.
Is it Wasika?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, they're Wasika. Going up to the cabin at Wasika.
Everybody. What are you doing?
I'm going to go
you
to YouTube.
Remember what their name was? I think this was a BRU song.
Oh, this was a BRU song. Yeah, so no wonder why I didn't... Oh, yeah, you can tell by the video. They're in, like some little liberal hippie bus driving.
Yeah, this is a good song.
Yeah, you do like this song. This is a Susie song. Yeah, all right, I know this song.
I thought it was Big Head Todd.
Yeah, it sucks. All right, let's move on. Bodine.
All right, let's move on.
Must-miss. Fuel.
Love
Fuel.
Fuel.
September 24th, 25th, so they're over the weekend.
Okay, what do they sing?
Known for their song "Hemorrhage in My Hands." Why do I not know
Shimmer.
That?
Shimmer.
Mm-hmm.
How does that go?
I'm not singing it. You can pull it.
You're not singing it. Well, this go doing a YouTube video on that people can't hear does not help our listeners. What we're trying to do right now. Oh, yeah! This is a great song. Are you kidding me? Oh, this is a great song.
See, Fuel's like late 90s, so they're very contemporary for the Food and Wine Festival.
Yeah, it was, because it got exported into my iPod. Yeah, definitely. This is a good song. Anything else by this band?
Well, you can look up Hemorrhage in My Hands. They have a couple other songs that I really like. You wouldn't like them.
Okay. So you might perhaps want to see them.
Yeah, I would. Oh,
that's
that.
A good song. Hemorrhage is a good song.
Hemorrhage is a good song.
I'd like it.
All right, so this could be a potential drive up to see them.
Is that a weekend?
I was so it's in a life weekend, was like another movie, black and white. You know that song?
No, I don't know it.
Everything I said and I said, don't fall away, leave me to myself. You know that song, though.
Fall away,
leave my
I have the CD in the
That's
garage.
A great song.
Yeah, that's Fuel.
Oh, Mr. Klinsman.
That's I'm two booked. Good songs.
That's why, Mr. Klinsman, this is why we do this show, because I would be flipping through and say, nope, 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 yep, potentially.
And now you're all on board with Fuel.
I am all in right now. I just pushed all the chips in. I said, I am all in.
But now the problem is you just switched to Saturday with Donald, so now you just screwed
that's
yourself.
That's right. I got to work next Saturday. I'm already changing schedules. I haven't made one phone call or text yet. Larry, come in, Larry.
So I'm going to... I mean, this is bad, but I'm...
Yeah, now, this is... I might actually IOU. I'll work for you Saturday, but not this Saturday. I'm going to end up... I'm going to have to work up, like, end up working, like, 75 consecutive days with switching with people.
It just work every Saturday
really
after the festival's
you
over.
You haven't had a day off in 6 months. Ah, it was a good show, though.
I got to see Air Supply.
And I got the steak salad at the Contempo Cafe.
Now, this next band, this you don't like... Sugar Ray, right, Susie?
Not a huge fan, no.
I like the. I feel like they'd be a good act for this.
You know, I
you know
he's
Sugar
a
Ray, Mike, right?
Ball, so I'm sure he's a, like a good front.
What
man.
Does he
I'm
sing?
Sure I just wanna fly.
Nope, hate that song.
Put your arms around me, Melnick. Put your arms around Steve Melnick and say, I just want to. Yeah, that's... How can you not like that?
It's annoying.
Yeah, that's a bad song.
We just belted it out with Steve Melnick in there.
Oh, yeah.
You can put Steve Melnick into pretty much any song, though.
That's
true.
It
doesn't make it a better song.
So, you know, I would go see Sugar Ray.
No, that's not happening.
Not over Fuel. Fuel's a better act.
Oh,
Fuel's not a bad
beautiful.
Act. Now we're on to September 29th and 30th, Los Lobos. Known for their song La Bamba.
Nope.
So I wouldn't go see them for La Bamba, but I bet they're pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have a thing for like Hispanic music in general. Like, I just like the rhythm of it.
That's gonna be the rhythm of the night. You said rhythm. I turned it right into a song.
Soy capitan, soy capitan, la la bamba, la la bamba, la la bamba.
I think the song's actually about a cockroach.
It's about a cockroach?
I think so.
Mr. Klinsman.
I think you're thinking of La Cucaracha.
Oh, because
that's
could be right.
About a cockroach. Because that's, sometimes I have Hispanic customers come in and they ask me what they could buy to kill La Cucaracha.
Oh, really?
Ah, La Cucaracha.
Yeah. And I can't help, I try to help them, but I'm just thinking of myself. La Cucaracha, La Cucaracha.
Do you sing it to them? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Sounds like that. That commercial for Epcot Food and Wine with a mariachi band was that? Right?
Yeah.
Did you see that on YouTube, Mr. Klinsman?
I did. That was a nice video.
That was good, wasn't it?
La Cucaracha.
Yep. You're
now we're gonna have to sing that.
Jeez.
All right, so we're skipping Los Lobos.
Yeah, David Cook. Okay. This guy sounds David like a magician. Cook. Who's this guy?
He was on.
He's
American
an American Idol.
Idol
guy.
Oh yeah, yeah. We'll
He's
skip.
Actually pretty talented, but okay. I don't know any of his songs. So.
He was there last year, and we kind of just poo pooed him as well.
Did you?
Yeah, Wilson Phillips.
I don't know if
he
might have been at Flower and Garden maybe, but I think he was at Food and Wine last year, and it wasn't anything to really worry about. Wilson Phillips. Now every time I hear that song, Hold On, I think of our show from last
year. That's why I can't sing that one.
Somebody gonna tell you gonna talk about say goodbye.
Yeah, see, I can't do that because I sang that song.
Yeah, David Cook actually opened the festival last year. How's that?
You know you're in love.
Yes. You're in love.
You're in love. That's the
it
way.
Should be. Cause I want
be.
You to be happy.
Cause
you're
I
in love.
Happy.
And
you're
I know
love.
That you're not
and
in love with me.
You're
Ooh, it's enough for me to know that you're in love. Ooh, I won't let you go, 'cause I know that you're in love, love, love. That's a very good, nice. That was well done too.
So here's something I didn't realize. I was just looking back at last year's concert lineup, and this year's festival is 8 days longer than last year.
Wow.
They started last year on September 25th. Okay. This year they started on September 14th, and they're ending just 2 days earlier. They're ending on November 14th, and they ended November 16th last year. Hmm. So they're extending it. Pretty soon two festivals are going to run into each other, the Flower and Garden, the Food and Wine. They're going to have an overlapping weekend.
Festival.
Yeah, exactly. Just not that we would complain about it. But
food, music.
And cheesy music, yeah. It's beautiful.
So would you see?
How about Blues Traveler, October
56th? No, I'm sorry, Mr. Klinsman. I was just asked a question. Yes, I would see Wilson Phillips.
October 3rd and 4th. Let's see. That's another Monday, Tuesday for you.
Oh, Larry, come in. Larry's going to have Saturdays off for the month of October.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Blues Traveler, October 5th to 6th.
I like Blues Traveler.
What do they do?
I like that one song, Runaround, and I don't know too many of their other ones. I know a couple of them. He has the harmonica going in all his songs, which is pretty awesome. You know Runaround. I can't think of how to start it without playing a harmonica, which I can't do.
I think we might need those in studio. We could always just have it like around our neck, so if we ever need it. the fact that I just said if you ever need it. Why would you need a harmonica doing a Disney
well,
podcast?
Well, right now.
You don't need a harmonica for anything unless you're Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's playing the guitar every once in a while.
Or Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Fallon seems like he usually has one.
If Mr. Klinsman's giving his bear of the night. Hold on a second.
And it's not like you know how to play it. It would just be total out of tune noise. It would just be like you making gas. It would be the same thing.
Exactly. Have some beans.
Oh, Fenn's laughing. He gets excited when there's a lot of commotion.
Oh, wow.
Oh, jeez. That's so stupid.
Do you need to be alone?
No. Oh, that's how it goes. Once upon a midnight weary with something down in my head.
He doesn't.
What are you doing?
I think he wears it around his neck like in the video, doesn't he?
Of course he does. How else can you play harmonica and a guitar at the same time? You okay, Mr. Klinsman?
I haven't had one of these laughing fits in about a week. This is great.
His entire face is red.
He's
the same color as the Bucks Bud Light can.
Didn't like the movie that we had to watch in elementary school, Blues Brothers or whatever, didn't he wear that?
Yes. Blues Brothers is a great movie.
You had to watch that? How would they couldn't
get away
with
showing you that? No, it was like junior high. We had to watch it like in music class or something.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. So
I would go see Blues Traveler. That's a good act.
I agree.
Okay.
Now this next one, October 7th, 8th, and 9th, Plain White Tees. Now we're even getting into the 2000s. It's starting to scare me a little bit. You know this song, right, Mr. Klinsman?
What's that?
Hey there, Delilah, what's it like in New York City? You're waiting on me. Close your eyes.
Yeah, that's not a good song.
It's an okay song.
I've already got my eyes on what's coming up. I'm like way ahead of you guys right now.
You're skipping ahead.
I am way ahead of you.
The problem is, like, that. I like that song, but I don't know any of their other songs, and I don't know if it would be worthwhile.
Wow, that's impressive.
Uh-oh.
He just brought the director of golf at the Oaks brought in a bunch of pictures. He got the Bobby Jones, the classic one iron that he hit.
Yeah.
And he has like five or six prints, and he said, you guys want these? So I took them. So they're in like one of those big Mike Brady poster boards. Remember when Mike Brady had to bring his sketches to the theme park, and it was left on the roller coaster?
Yeah.
Don't you remember that?
This show is the most random thing on the planet. I just want you to know that.
Well, Fenway just... This thing weighs about 18 pounds, and Fenway's getting all excited because I'm laughing, so he wants to cause trouble, so he just went out in the living room and just brought that into me. He's a good retriever. He didn't know that.
Yeah.
He figured I needed that Bobby Jones one-eyeing picture.
He wanted you to show me on the podcast.
Yeah.
All right, so you're looking ahead past the plain white tees. Susie, yes. Do you have any interest in seeing plain white tees?
I would probably see them if I were there, but I wouldn't make a special trip. I wouldn't switch with Larry Come In Larry.
You wouldn't switch with Larry Come In Larry?
I agree with that. It's not worth the switch. How about 38 Special, Bill?
You know what? They're just so... They're like flat beer. You know what I mean? Like, you drink it like if it was in your cup, but it's not something that you're really going to enjoy.
Right, it's like after you played a full game of beer pong, it's just sitting there.
Yeah, and it's like, I've had 14, I got to have my 15th, because I got to show the guys that I'm cool, but right. It's just not enjoyable. You kind of got to hold your nose. They're good, but, like, when I hear them on the radio, I switch over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're another band that I think I probably said this last year, too. I feel like all their songs sound the same.
Yeah, they have, like, that country rock song. Caught Up on You's good. Hold On Lucy's okay.
Right, but they sound the same.
Yeah.
Which is why they're both okay, because they both sound the same. But we know you're really looking forward to this next act.
October 12th and 13th. Jeffrey Osborne.
Rhode Island.
Jeffrey Osborne.
We're all Rhode Islanders, so we have to pat ourselves on the back. Say, this guy.
We have a lot to do with his success.
This guy is from Rhode Island.
I have no clue who this is.
Really?
Never even heard of him. I was going to say, does he have anything
Jeffrey
to do with the
Osborne?
Lights?
On the wings of love, up and even on the sky. The only way to fly is on the wings of love. On the wings of love. Only the two of us together flying high.
Flying he's going to be at Foxwoods tomorrow night. Should I go see him?
You should.
The wings of love. Do, 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 doot.
Why don't you introduce you belong him to some of the other to
songs that Mr. Osborne... I'm yours exclusively. Right now we've been weaving
each other. Oh, wow. I love it when you don't know the lyrics, but you still continue to sing.
That's who this person is? They always talk about the Jeffrey Osborne celebrity classic. Magic Johnson plays in it every year.
Like
Dr.
Carlene,
J.
Mike's cousin Carlene is big with that.
Yeah, she's...
Oh, really?
On the wings of night.
He had a brother, an older brother named Clay, who used to sing at a club in Cranston called the Roxy.
Mm-hmm.
He was immensely talented.
Oh, this is cool. I didn't know anything about Mr.
Osborne.
You
like so many of these songs.
Do I?
Baby, stay with me tonight.
'Cause you give me special joy, oh, make me feel just like a schoolboy girl. Oh, the feeling, baby, stay with me tonight. Oh, you should be mine.
And you woo.
Ooh. And you woo. And you woo. Should be mine, oh mine. You should be mine. Anything you want,
like I said.
You've got to go by my love. You should be mine.
I think it goes without saying that Mike would definitely go see Mr. Osborne.
What are the days?
12th and 13th.
12th and 13th. It's a weekend, I believe.
Weekend?
No, it's not.
Oh, no.
That's a Wednesday and Thursday.
Wednesday, Thursday. I'm at the Oaks both those days.
Jeffrey come in. Jeffrey going to give you a Jeffrey Osborne.
Larry, come in, Larry. Oh, man, I'm going to have to give him dates. This is like around the holiday season. All right, Jeffrey Osborne on the 23rd. Ear supplies on a Monday. Can you get that one for me?
And then you have Tiffany coming up right after that.
You could stay over for Jeffrey Osborne and then see Tiffany the next night and then drive home.
Oh, that would be like Wednesday, Thursday? No, oh my goodness. Well, I gotta. I might have to start getting in. I'll take your Thanksgiving.
You're gonna be working every Saturday for the next year and a half.
I'm gonna probably have to start looking at maybe doubles. See if the afternoon guy will take one of my shifts too. I'm working doubles on Saturdays. The old 6 a.m. to close.
We used to call that the AFD shift.
AMD? Why? You've had people who did those?
No.
No, AFD. Ooh. All F and day.
That's got like the special highlight next to it. Usually put a star. I'd like to see them. Jeffrey Osborne's got the big old.
You got like circled in red marker.
Yeah, the yellow highlight.
Little hearts around
the
it.
Little heart, exactly.
Yeah.
Mike's writing in his notebook, Michael P. Osborne. Seeing how that looks.
He might hyphenate Michael P. Osborne cross.
Fenway's enjoying that.
Yeah. He's...
Ben thinks it's a riot.
Fenway Veritek Osborne.
Fenway Veritek. All right, where are we, Mr. Klinsman? Keep me focused here.
Tiffany, October 14th, 15th, and 16th. That's over the weekend. Yep. I think we're alone now. Everyone knows all about Tiffany.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to harp on that too much, are we?
No.
Nope.
How about Styx?
No.
We had some fun with Styx last year. 17th, 18th, and 19th. Come Sail Away. Great song. Dennis DeYoung. The music of Styx. You don't like that?
Can't.
No.
Stand.
Yeah, she hates.
So this would be like a two concert miss for Susie. Dennis DeYoung and then Christopher Cross.
Now here's the thing.
And 21st.
I wouldn't boycott Christopher Cross. I don't dislike Christopher Cross. I just wouldn't like trade days or take vacation.
Well, now I'm to the point where I'm going to have to start calling in sick.
Yeah.
Exactly. Getting fake doctor's letters and stuff for this. This is killing me. What? All right, October 20th.
He's on the Friday, though, the 20th to 21st. The 21st is a Friday.
Oh, Friday and a Sat. So he's definitely, we could see him Saturday.
No, he's Thursday and Friday.
Oh, so we'd have to go up right after work. Or I could go up after work.
There's a new commercial out with that song in it. Have you seen it?
I think so.
Oh, Peyton Manning?
I think it is a Peyton Manning cover. That's right.
Peyton Manning has a Lionel Richie and a Christopher.
Oh, no, it is. It's Lionel Richie. It's a Lionel Richie.
It's Peyton on Sunday morning.
Yeah. It's Peyton on Sunday morning.
I mean, you've got to be. Lionel Richie has to have gazillions of dollars. Mm. So he either blew through it all. Or he has zero pride left and he's just doing it for the money. You don't sell out like that. That's just sad.
Why not?
That commercial is sad.
Think about it, though. It doesn't matter how much money you have. Someone comes up to you and says, oh, you wrote this song 30-something years ago. I'm going to give you $300,000 to play it in a commercial. What the heck do you care?
Yeah,
just cast a check.
I don't know.
What kind of integrity do you need?
You can give the song away, but you don't have to be in the commercial playing the piano. Looking like a
Here's the commercial, Bill. A Hyundai commercial for the NFL. They're playing, this lady tells her husband, oh, don't forget, my in-laws are coming Sunday. We're going to go out on the boat. And they're playing, sailing into the wind. And he's got a Miami Dolphins shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes out and he cuts anchor and the boat just starts floating out to sea because he doesn't want to miss the Dolphins game on Sunday. With Christopher Cross playing in the background. Sailing.
You told them the story. We talked about the fact that he played it.
Tell this story. This is Mr. Klinsman. Listen to this story.
I think you may have told a Christopher Cross story last year, but go ahead.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't a year ago. It was just recently, actually.
Oh, all right.
I thought we talked about it on one of the podcasts, though, that I know somebody from college who lives in Nashville, and somebody in her neighborhood had a party, and Christopher Cross played at the party. And Mike was very upset that I was not close enough to this person to have been invited up for the party.
A private showing?
Private
I could have rubbed
Cross
elbows.
Show.
Could you imagine the pictures that I could have put?
Would you have driven up to Nashville for that?
For a private party? It's a long drive. That's a good...
that's a very
that's
long drive. That's a good
hours.
20 hours. Yeah, I was going to say, 16, 20
yeah,
hours.
Yeah, that's a long drive. I don't know, though. We're in the Southeast. I might be able to get, like, a cheap Southwest. You never know. If I could have made it work, trust me, I would have made it work.
Yeah, I'm sure.
No,
that's funny.
I like to tease, but I'm going to play a song at the end after we wrap up. because mm-hmm. when I was walking Fenway a couple hours ago, I was listening to some YouTube videos with Criss Cross songs.
Yeah.
I listened to three, and then I said, okay, I'm done. I'm gonna listen to something else. Well, as I was going to search for something else, it bounced to a fourth Christopher Cross song.
Oh, boy.
And Devorney's going to appreciate this because I said, oh, hell yes. Where I started playing the air drums on my smartphone, the two-finger. Yes, and I was playing the air drum. Oh, and I played it a second time. It was a two-timer. it's a great song. So stay tuned at the end after we roll our credits. You're going to enjoy this.
I couldn't
this
be more excited.
All right, moving right along, we crisscross, definitely going
to
go
October 22nd and 23rd, Toad the Wet Sprocket, to the festival.
Yes.
I was going to say, I don't know much about them, except they're probably a Susie band.
All day long.
Indulge, what is All I Want? I'm sure I know it, but I don't know it by the name.
Might know Walk on the Ocean better.
Walk on the Ocean. Do do do.
They sound like a Dartmouth College band.
They are a Dartmouth College band.
You like them.
They're
not bad. Song called Fall Down, too.
What's Fall Down? Stand and fight, and don't you cover up your trembling head. Don't know that one.
Yeah, you'd know it if you heard it.
Okay, October 24th and October 25th.
Wow.
We have Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan. Baby, won't you rock me, Shaka Khan? Baby, this is all I want to do.
What's going on over there?
We got some background music here. That's why we have earphones, so we don't have the static in the background. This is a professional operation. Oh, this is a good song.
Yeah, I told you.
You playing some Toad the Wet Sprocket in the background?
Is this where you play cross drums? A little hi-hat action here. When will we fall? When will we... Drum roll! When will we fall down?
Yeah, love that.
Very nice.
All right.
So we could have been having these effects the whole time instead of having Por Favor Mike singing.
We could
and
have.
Then all we get is Toad the Wet Sprocket.
Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan. You can see how our brains work, can't you?
But we're still, always in sync. I always get stuck on Sasha Khan.
Sasha Khan from the Kansas Jayhawks.
Rock Shock Jayhawks.
I'm every woman.
Yeah, I don't know. Shaka Khan, she closed out the festival last year. I wasn't too impressed with that, but I'm sure she has her following, and people probably really dig the show, but that's not for me.
I'm sure she puts on a good show.
I'm sure. How about William Ocean?
Mikey is a big William Ocean.
Already on this page, Jürgen. I am on his page. Caribbean Queen's a good song. Caribbean Queen. Now you How about Get Out of My Dreams? Get into my get out of my dreams. Put up the
That's William Ocean.
Get into my car.
Ooh.
Oh, I said, hey, you. Get into my When the going gets tough, the tough get. That's a good one.
Oh, there's a Billy Ocean Greatest Hits CD.
Where'd you see that?
It's on the Billy Ocean like Greatest Christmas CD.
When the going gets rough, get going.
Get out of my dreams. Lover Boy, there'll be sad songs to make you cry.
I want
to
be your lover boy. I want to be your lover boy. Give me another one, Mr. Klinsman.
Scroll up.
I just closed it out.
Is that suddenly life has new meaning to me? There's beauty up above. Things we never take notice of. Wake up suddenly. you're in love. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do.
You know what's really sad? Like, the demographic that I feel like they're going after is like our parents. But you're right there with them. Like, Susan's skipping right over Billy Ocean and going to Living Color.
Oh, Living Color is a great act.
Wake up and suddenly you're in love.
Cult of personality.
Did he just skip right over me?
Oh, we're skipping over you.
Yeah, oh my god.
Like Mussolini and Kennedy. Cult of personality. That's a good song to rock out to. That's a good finger drum song.
What's October 26, 27, Jürgen? Billy Ocean. Gotta get that one.
What days of the week? You're looking at a Wednesday, Thursday for that.
Jeez, I gotta be making a lot of road trips up there.
You're gonna be putting some miles on the old family roadster.
Oh man, Billy Ocean.
William Pacific.
I like that one. That's a good one.
Thank you. Living Color. Yeah, I would see, see Living Color.
Do I know this song?
You might not know this song. You're not as cool as I am.
Oh!
Never heard it.
We're Living Color.
Okay.
Yeah, as far as I know, that the only song I know is Cult of Personality, but that's a good one. That thing's going to bring down the house when they play that.
Hanson, I don't even want to talk about.
Alright, the 30th, 31st, and November 1st. Mbop. Yeah. You get that going. So that's got its own little crowd. Mm-hmm. Soul Asylum, new to the festival, November 2nd and 3rd.
Great band.
Oh, we're on to November. Now I got to give November dates. That's Wednesday and Thursday.
Oh, God.
See, that, like I said, they kill you because all the good bands are during the week.
Yeah.
Now, what's this song, Runaway Train? I'm sure.
Runaway train, never going back. Wrong way on a runway track. Feel like I'm going to
They're a Minneapolis band.
They're a Minneapolis band. Yeah,
so you're claiming like half these acts. You got Jeffrey Osborne. You got Soul Asylum. What's going on? We got ads going
now? Yeah, that's why I told her not to bring her tablet in. I got to edit that garbage.
Blah, 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 blah. You're not going to edit the 17 minutes of you laughing, though.
No.
Grandfather watches the grandfather clock.
Susie's gonna start shaking her head like a crazed liberal.
Now you're gonna have to definitely edit.
Did I?
It was close enough.
It was close enough.
Yeah.
Waiting for you to call me up and tell me I'm not alone. Waiting by the phone. Waiting for you to call me up and tell me I'm not alone. They say misery loves company. Frustrated, incorporated. I know just what you need. I might just. You don't know these songs?
No.
This was college, though.
This was,
I had them on like MTV Unplugged.
This
at, like,
was college. This was like 4 in the morning at URI. Everybody's passed out. One guy's playing Tecmo Bowl.
Bo Jackson running up and down the field.
Oh, those were the. That was a good time. Go to Frank W. Keeney before we hit the sauce.
And play a little one-on-one.
No, we go to a roadie game. Once in a while, they'd have like a Saturday night game. We go to a roadie game, and then go back to my buddy's dorms.
All right, November 4th, 5th, and 6th, Delta Ray, known for their song Run.
I don't know that song. No. They have another song that I really like. It's called If I Loved You. They were a Cities 97 band. You wouldn't like them.
Cities 97. Bet Doug and Sue know that station.
Oh, yeah, it's a this is for Minneapolis
station. Doug and Sue Willing.
Let's not bring that back. Yeah. That was a perfect confluence of creative juices. We don't need
Cities
to
97. What kind of station was that? They were in the Twin Cities.
Like Light Rock 105?
No.
No. But Lindsey Buckingham played on the track, so that has to make it a little better, right?
If I loved you, life would be easy. There'd be no truth that I'd be scared of. I could walk through every valley.
Who's this?
This is Delta Ray.
Oh. Thanks for playing, Bill. But I don't love you. Never heard it.
Okay. That was good.
That's a hard pass.
Boys to Men. November 7th through the 9th.
I believe.
What's that?
Yeah, Delta Ray's getting a weekend run, which is strange to me.
Because they're still relevant.
Yeah.
Boys to Men, that's an act I would love to see.
Yeah, I'm good.
You don't like Boys to Men?
What do they sing?
They sing a lot of R&B classic. The End of the Road. I'll ever go to the end of the road. What's that?
It's like everybody's prom song. Which is kind of depressing because it's like, yeah, for a lot of people it probably is.
Okay.
Didn't they do like the like mama song too? Like song from
Yeah,
mama?
Something like that. Yeah.
They do more I'll make love to you. Like you
want me.
Yeah, they sound you're talking about 38 special, they sound the same.
Yeah, we're all through the
Yep, that's a skip.
That's the best concert.
That's the best concert?
So far,
you're
all
insane.
These other things have been garbage.
You're nuts. I'm cutting your mic. Eugene, cut his mic now.
How you're gonna say Christopher Cross and Air Supply and I come with Boys to Men and you're gonna call me
you
out.
Can't
they're all the same band.
I'll take it one step further. I'll go Billy Ocean.
William?
I'll go Billy Ocean. I will go Jeffrey Osborne by far. You want me to keep going or should we stop? Wilson Phillips?
Yeah, they're all terrible.
They're all better.
I disagree.
Oh, I think we need mature people on this podcast.
I think
yeah, well, true. Let's start with getting rid of you.
We'll get Steve Devorney on here from now on. We're the beat to the feet. He appreciates good music.
So you're going to get your music doppelganger on to just be your yes man.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, not... Mike. I think that's a great song, Mikey.
Felger Maz. Mike and Stevie. What do you think of Jeffrey Osborne? He's really good, Mike. Yeah, that's right, Steve.
Beavis and Butthead?
Yeah. All right, so Boys to Men, that's a no. Susie? Mr. Klinsman thinks it's the best act.
How about Sister Melnick, November 10th and 11th?
What do they sing?
All for You. I don't know it. Sister Hazel.
I don't know that you know it. You might know it.
Okay.
CD's in the garage. No, Mike, I have their CD in the garage.
Sister Hazel?
Yeah.
And you. You could see September. What are they? September 30th.
November 10th.
Yeah, that's funny because I'm looking. They're going to be in Clearwater Beach, Florida, and then Tampa in February. So I thought maybe that they would play around when they were at Disney. Okay, Sister Hazel, Jürgen, you're a no, right?
That's a no
for me.
Yeah,
that's a no.
It's a yes for me.
Okay, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, November 12th through 14th. Yeah, that's a yes?
I would see them if we were there.
Closing out the festival, they're probably a really fun show.
Yeah.
They're like that big band swing thing that got rejuvenated in the mid-90s.
What do they do?
Yeah. Go, Daddy-O! I think they have Zoot Suit Riot also.
I thought that was Squirrel Nut Zippers.
Yeah, it could be. Zoot Suit Riot is by the Cherry Pop and Daddy, so we're all over the place.
So what did Squirrel Nut Zippers do?
Who knows? They also had the Brian Setzer Orchestra. There was like four of them that came around at that point.
Well, Mighty Mighty Boss Tones were like kind of right on the edge of that, too.
Yeah, but they were more ska. This is like big band, so the Boss Tones are a little different. But they were in that same era.
My name is Eugene. I live on the second floor.
That's not one of those.
Oh, okay.
Let's see.
Wow.
Oh, You and Me and the Bottle Makes Three. That's a good song. I know that one.
That's Big Bad Voodoo Daddy?
You and Me and the Bottle Makes Three Tonight.
That's Big Bad Voodoo Daddy?
Yeah.
Mm, that's a good song.
Commercial success.
So, Jürgen, I work with Larry. Come in, Larry, on Sunday. Should I?
They played at the 1999 Super Bowl halftime show. How about
really?
That? Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. I'm sorry, Larry, Come in, Larry?
Yeah, I work with Larry. Come in, Larry, on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
You're
going to have to bring a schedule.
Going to have to bring the old notepad.
Yeah. Now, if the Mighty Mighty Boston's played at the Food and Wine Festival, I'd have to make a trip down.
Would you?
Oh, they're one of my favorites.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. I was into ska. That was my thing in high school.
What's ska?
They play like the nerdy songs that have trombone and trumpets in it, but it's like rock.
Like reggae-ish.
Never meant to knock on wood, but I know someone who has. You know that song.
Never had to knock on wood, but I know someone who has. It makes me wonder if I could.
Yeah, see, you know it.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good song.
I have that CD too.
Oh, you have that one too? Mm-hmm. You and Mr. Klinsman have a lot in common. You both like to bust
my chops.
That's
about it. Oh, that's true.
The what?
Dashing good looks.
I said you both like to bust my chops.
Oh, right.
Never have to knock on Steve Melnick, but I know someone.
Supermodel good looks.
If I could, it makes me
he likes minivans, though, and I'm not a big fan.
Yeah, Jürgen
that's
likes that minivan.
That's a big point of differentiation.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, but that's a beautiful thing. All right, Mr. Klinsman, that brings us to the end.
That brings us to the end. It's that's
of the Eat to the Beat concert series.
Exactly.
So you're looking most forward to William Ocean out of this?
No. Christopher Cross. He's
of course. Because you didn't get to see him last year.
I didn't get to see him last year.
I'm not going to get to see him this year either.
You definitely have to take that day off. So he's your number one that your must do on this list.
Yeah, shall we all give our top three?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm gonna go.
You already said Christopher Cross.
Jeffrey Osborne.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be number three. Ear Supply number two.
Okay. How about you, Susie?
Toad the Wet Sprocket.
Mm-hmm.
Fuel, and then probably Sister Hazel.
So my top three. In no particular order, I would probably say Fuel, Blues Traveler, and Boyz II Men.
The thing is, I've already seen Toad the Wet Sprocket, so I guess I could sub out to see somebody else, but I'd see them again.
I also wouldn't mind seeing Sugar Ray, but they didn't make the top three.
I saw them in college with the Cranberries.
Cranberries. That was another
it was
college
a good show.
Band, yeah.
Zombie.
Mr. Klinsman.
Hey, your head. Yes.
You just see, all you can visualize, like, if I didn't do a video, but if I did that video, it would be like two people who OD'd on heroin who are just laying in their recliner. Right? You got the needles still sticking out. They're all just jacked
what
up.
What was that? What is that other song? Was it's not the Cranberries. I was this kid who sings that?
Oh, I hate that song.
Mm-hmm.
Who is that?
While we're thinking, Mr. Klinsman, let me put you on the spot.
Yes, go right ahead.
Who would be Por Favor Frank's top three?
It's Crash Test Dummies, by
yes.
the way. He would probably be Big Bad Voodoo Daddy because he was very much into that swing
really?
Thing back in the day. Yeah.
He doesn't take ballroom dancing lessons with Por Favor Sue, does he?
You never know.
You
He's
never
light
know.
On his feet.
He is. He is very, very light on his feet.
I don't know who else. There's nothing that really is in his wheelhouse.
What does he listen
Maybe?
To?
He likes William Joel.
Yeah, William Joel's
John.
His favorite.
Okay.
So he's more like a classic rock. There's not much classic rock on here.
What do you
but
see,
like
38 Special?
I don't know. He might like
yeah,
them.
Yeah, he probably
I'm not
likes
really
38
sure.
Special.
Yeah, you said it's like stale beer. That's probably his music choice.
You want to know what's in my beer?
Yeah, so I guess that would be He likes country also, but there's no country on there this year. So. Mm. So he would like some of that if it was on there. Sorry, I don't have better answers for you.
That's all right. Like I said, I put you on the spot.
Yeah.
What about Por Favor, Mary?
He'd like Boys to Men, I think. Mm-hmm. I think he likes Boys to Men also.
Por Favor, Mary. Por Favor, Mary.
Plain White Tees?
She would probably like Hanson. No. I bet she would like Billy Ocean.
Yeah, she likes a lot of stuff that I like, too. She likes good music.
She'd probably like Blues Traveler and Sugar Ray. Maybe David Cook. I don't know if he's... I don't know his stuff, but if he's a good singer... She likes good singers, yeah. So... If he's a very good singer, she would probably enjoy seeing him.
Shaka Khan.
She might like Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan, baby, won't you go? Shaka Khan.
Every woman.
Are those the only two songs she sings?
I think so, because those are the only two that me and Clint's...
Oh, we went through that last year, and there was a bunch.
Yeah, there were.
And there was like...
Yeah, I know there was something that you got very excited about.
Huh?
There was something else that you got very excited about. You're like, oh, I forgot she sang that.
Well, now I'll have to look it up. We can't leave people in suspense. How do you spell Shaka?
Mr. Quisman, you got a lot of editing to do. We haven't taken our second break. We're already at an hour 10 here.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's take that break while you look up Shaka Khan's greatest hits.
All right, let's take that break. Back from break. This is episode 133 of the Por Favor Mantenga Se Alejandro Dinos podcast. Talking about the beat to the feet.
I don't think that's what it's how it's pronounced.
What's it called?
Eat to the beat.
Eat to the beat. I knew it had to. It rhymed.
I could be really inappropriate right now, but I'm going to be nice.
Now I got more editing to do. Ain't nobody. That's her best song.
What's that?
Ain't nobody.
Oh.
Yeah,
'cause
the next one's
All right, moving right along.
We should probably end this relatively soon, don't you think?
Yeah, you want to just wrap it right up? Nothing else to say here, do we?
No, we really don't have anything else to say. You can follow us on Facebook, Por Favor Podcast, Twitter at Por Favor Podcast, email the show at info at Por Favor Podcast if you have any show ideas. My email address is Mike at Por Favor Podcast. My Twitter handle is at Por Favor Mike. Susie?
Hi.
Okay, and Mr. Klinsman.
You can email Gary at porfavorpodcast.com. Subscribe, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, all those places. Leave reviews if you like. That helps us out. And like Mike said, give us some show ideas. We like hearing it, and we're desperate always, so we'll definitely get your ideas on the air at some point.
All right, that's all we got, right, Mr. Klinsman?
Yeah, let's bring it home.
All right, Susie, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Yes,
guys.
Thank you. It's a delight as always.
Yep.
Yes.
She grounds us, doesn't she? Our show wasn't as stupid as it normally is.
I wouldn't go that far.
Debatable. All right, from Mr. Klinsman, sweet Susie, on Por Favor Mike. We'll talk to you next week. And gleam. Tomorrow is still but a dream. Right here and now, you've got it made. The world's forward marching and you're in the parade. Now is the time, now is the best time. Be it a time of joy or strife, there's so much to cheer for. Be glad you're here, for it's the best time of your life.